Hi there, good afternoon. It's Charles Kelly, Money Tips. It's Friday afternoon. Just wanted to give you a quick sort of rundown on what's been happening in the week of finance here in the UK and around the world. Well, the big news, I guess, is that interest rates rose again. The Bank of England put up rates by 0.25%, as did the Federal Reserve. So both of these central banks are putting up interest rates to curb inflation, which they said was transitory over a year ago. It's just a temporary thing, but it's proving to be a bit more stubborn than they thought. Why do they do this? Let me just give you a brief rundown. What is inflation? Inflation is basically, in simple terms, it's how much things are going up by. So at the moment, inflation in the UK is over 10% again. So on average, an average basket of goods, an average set of goods would be going up by 10% per annum. That's not 10% per month, but it's per annum. So things that you want to buy this year, if inflation continues, will cost 10% more next year. So £100 worth of shopping, if it's on the inflation list, will cost £110 in a year's time. Now, to stop that happening, because obviously what that means is that everybody wants pay rises, and then that adds to inflation, because if you're a business and you give your employees a 10% pay rise, you know, then you have to put your prices up by 10% to cover it, roughly speaking, right? Maybe not exactly by 10%, but you're putting your prices up to cover the extra payroll. And also you're then paying 10% for extra for the goods that you buy, the stuff that you buy, the raw materials, the gas and electricity, and the stuff that you buy to sell in your store, for instance. So it's like an ongoing cycle, it's like a vicious circle. And to stop it, what the governments do is put up interest rates, which basically sucks money out of the economy and gives less money for people to spend on, which then goes on fueling inflation. So it slows things down. And it could be driving the economy into a recession, or certainly slowing it down from growth. So your mortgages will cost more, lots of other things will start to cost more, but that means then that you will have less money to spend, the confidence to go out and spend will be lowered as well. So people will not be going out and partying so much. So that's roughly, in simple terms, what inflation is all about. Now, not everything is going up by 10%. Food inflation is more like 15 to 20%. So a lot of food stuff you're buying at the moment, you think, well, that's gone up a lot. That's, you know, it used to be a pound, now it's £1.30, it's £1.50. You know, so certain food items are going up by more than the average rate of inflation. Some things are not going up by 10%, but it's averaging out at 10%. And in fact, I reported last week that the government are changing the goods, some of the goods that they include in inflation, they're changing them, they're swapping them around to keep it up to date. Now, in the budget last week, the Office for Budget Responsibility said that inflation should be down to something like 2.9% by the end of the year. And yet the next week, the Bank of England have put up interest rates to stop inflation growing. So I don't quite understand that. Or maybe they're just trying to force it down with higher interest rates. Now, in some decades in the past, interest rates have gone up by, you know, to 16%. I remember paying that much on my mortgage. So I don't think they'll go that high this time, but they can go as high as that. And the Federal Reserve have also done similar things in the past. But that can then really destroy the economy and really make people a lot more poor. So for most people, higher interest rates means higher debt repayment, higher payments on your credit cards, because the bank will immediately jack up those and the cost of those, overdrafts and mortgages if you're on a variable rate mortgage. They don't increase savings rates so much, because if you're a saver, you should be then earning more on your savings. For some reason, they're not so keen to do that, but they are keen to start charging you more on everything that you borrow. That's just the way they are. They're bankers, right? So most people, you know, the majority of borrowers in the UK are on fixed rate mortgages, but every month, hundreds of thousands of those people come off of that fixed rate and then go on to a new fixed rate. And in fact, 1.8 million this year people will be changing mortgages. They'll be coming to the end of a fixed rate and then going on to a new fixed rate. And for some people, that can be devastating. You know, we heard about people that changed mortgage rates during the sort of mini budget under the Liz Truss government, where, you know, they went from, say, a 2 or 3% mortgage to a 7% mortgage. Well, rates have come down a bit now, so, you know, you can get fixed rates at 4 and 5% now, but it's still a big jump from where you might have had a mortgage at, say, 2% fixed, 2.5% fixed. Suddenly it's jumping up to, it's a 4 to 5% fixed. And it also affects buy-to-let investors in the same way. And we've heard about landlords having to sell their property and then they evict the tenants because they can't afford the new mortgage rates. Because obviously if your mortgage payments have doubled, and in some cases it has doubled, you cannot then go to your tenant and say, we are doubling your rent, because it just won't wash. They'll move out, you know, they just won't be able to afford it. So a lot of landlords have had to take a hit like that. So that's why some landlords are selling up. It's also affecting the asking price of properties. Many of you know I run an estate agent, it's called Open House South Harts, and we're seeing that property prices are slowing. Well, certainly the asking price of properties are slowing. It doesn't affect the official figures so quickly, like the official land registry ONS figures, but it is affecting asking prices month on month, because the Bank of England have put up interest rates for the 11th meeting on the trot now in a row, 11th time in a row, the Federal Reserve the 9th time in a row. So they're really worried about inflation, but it does affect people. We had Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England, say just this week, oh, we advise businesses not to put up their prices so much because that will spur more inflation. And I'm thinking, you know, bugger off, Andrew Bailey, if I'm a businessman. You're telling me how I should run my business when I've, you know, had all this inflation on me. I've had all these costs go up. I haven't been able to even increase my prices by the same amount as inflation. And now you're telling me, have you ever run a business, Andrew Bailey? I don't know. Has Andrew Bailey ever run a small business and built up a small business? I don't think so. And he's telling businesses not to put up their prices so much. A lot of people would argue that people like Andrew Bailey caused inflation with all this money printing. You know, they've devalued the pound, and the Federal Reserve have devalued the value of a dollar, what it can buy. And so now they're telling businesses, oh, don't put up your prices. That's just my little Friday rant, by the way. Don't worry about it. So what can you do to combat this, to get through this? And the answer is learn how to manage your money better. Learn how to manage your money, to save money, to invest money, where to invest. And that's what I run on my webinars, which I run every week or two. So to teach you three steps to successful money management. So check out the link below. But that's what it's all about. In these times of inflation, higher interest rates, you know, not everyone's suffering. Of course, there are people that are not affected by that. Some people haven't got mortgages, but there are a lot of people suffering with this. And that's why you've got to really learn how to manage your money more successfully so that you don't get dragged down into the mire by these government actions and the Bank of England.